I have to wish everyone a happy Hanukkah. I'm just wondering if you have possibly a Mishnah Berurah. Is that feasible?
Yeah, I'll put out a few here.
Okay, great. So let's. Morning. Let's look over a few different things in the Mishnah Berurah. Now, the points I want to make in the Mishnah Berurah are questions. I don't have the answers. I may suggest an answer, but it's very speculative. So I'm not going to learn with you, you know, what I think are the simple, straightforward comments of the Mishnah Berurah here in Hilchos Chanukah, but rather those that I consider a little bit more complicated. So let's begin, if you can open up to Tafresh Ayin Aleph. Tafresh Ayin Aleph. Now, you may or may not have the same edition of the Mishnah Berurah that I have. But in case you do, we have Tafresh Ayin Aleph on page 275, or the way it's printed here, Kuf Lamed Ches. And we're looking at the Mishnah Berurah number Vav in Siman Tafresh Ayin Aleph. And the Bir Alocha Dibra Maskel Afilu Ani. Now, the Mishnah Berurah makes 2 points here. And both of these 2 points, I think, are really one. They're just two applications of the same principle. And that principle is that there's a very fundamental difference between the Ikar Mitzvah of Ner Chanukah and the Mahadrin. And the Mahadrin is not on the same level as the Ikar Mitzvah. And he addresses 2 questions. One question, which he addresses in the Bir Alocha, Dibra Maskel V'Afilu Ani, the Mechaber says, Afilu Ani Amisparnes Minatzdoka, Shoel o mocher ksuso, velokeach shemen lahadlik. So slow me down, Rabosa, if I'm going too fast. I'm going to assume that you know exactly what's going on. If you don't, please just stop me. And the Mishnah Berurah wants to know, can you make a distinction here between one nair, for example, for the first night, I'm just giving you an example, and the second nair for the first night, which is only Mahadrin. Therefore, the Ani, who's destitute, he doesn't have to sell the shirt off his back for the second nair, which is only Mahadrin, nor would the community chest have to offer tzedakah from its funds to support the second nair, the nair of the Mahadrin. But rather we go back to nair ish ubeso. And beyond nair ish ubeso, there's no chiyuv neither to sell the shirt off your back, nor to support the financial needs of the ani beyond nair ish ubeso, beyond one nair each night, and drain the community funds for the sake of Mahadrin. The second question that he addresses is the following. You have Reuven and Shimon. Reuven has enough shemen for all 8 days, and he could light the Mahadrin. Shimon, his buddy, does not have neros. Should Reuven cut out his Mahadrin, reduce it back to Neri Shubeso, the basic Ikar Mitzvah, for the sake of sharing his shemen, which he would have designated for the Mahadrin, with Shimon. And the answer to both these questions lie in the same root. And what's the root? What's the shoresh here? The yesod? Is that Mahadrin is not obligatory. Mahadrin is simply voluntary. When the halacha requires that we guarantee the ani, or the ani might have to sell the shirt off his back, that's for what he's obligated to do. But beyond that, there's no obligation. So share your shemen with somebody else, or don't expect to drain the community chest of those communal funds for the sake of your mahadrin. Again, the fundamental principle being there are two halachas in Ner Chanukah. One is the Ikar Ner, and the other is mahadrin. I want to raise the following question. Does the halacha really recognize that distinction between the Ikar Ner and the mahadrin? And when I say mahadrin, I'm not going into the, you know, the deep sugya here of is it mahadrin, mina mahadrin, do we have both, is it one or the other? That's an hour's discussion at least unto itself. But just the concept of mahadrin. Number one, Rabbi Meir Simcha Midvinsk, the Or Sameach, who is pretty much a contemporary of the Chafetz Chaim, reads the Rambam carefully. And the Rambam says, Mocher Oshoel Ksuso Liknos Lo Neros. And Rabbi Meir Simcha says that the Rambam deliberately chose the plural, the word Neros, to indicate that he should buy as many Neros as he needs, even for the Mahadrin. That's point number one. Point number two. Rabbi Kivager in his Chuvis wants to know if a person forgot to make the bracha over the first candle, he reminded himself during the course of the Mahadrin, can he make the bracha and say, Asher Kitshon Mitzosim Mitzivon Lahadlik? After all, he already fulfilled his mitzvah with the first Nair. Says Rabbi Kivager, yes, he can make the bracha Asher Kitshon Mitzosim Mitzivon Lahadlik even on the Mahadrin. The poskim, as we'll soon see, address the following question. Rav Huna, in the Gemara in Shabbos on Daf Chaf Aleph, says that inferior oils and inferior wicks should not be used for Chanukah, just like they're not used for Shabbos. Why? Because we're afraid these oils or these wicks will not catch too well, they won't last for a full half hour, and he'll see that it's flickering and he'll just be posher, and he won't try to fix the nair. And the poskim say, and here they argue with this famous tshuva of the Beis HaLevi, that this rule of Rav Huna invalidating Shmonim Upsilos applies equally to the Ikar and Ner as it does to the Mahadrin. There's no bit of difference. The same oils and wicks that apostle for the Ikar and Ner apostle for the other Neros. Let's go beyond that. What's the status of a Ner Mahadrin? The poskim say the Ner Mahadrin has to have the same shear as the Ikar and Ner. It has to be able to last for a half hour. And the poskim write that the din of Asur Lishtamesh Li'ora applies to the Mahadrin just as it applies to the Ikar and Ner. The din of Mahadrin, according to the Rambam, applies even if the onlooker has no clue what this is all about. The Rambam Shita is that the Madlik will light both Mahadrin and Mahadrin in a Mahadrin. He's going to add candles that correspond to the Bnei Abayis, and candles that correspond to the Yomim Ayotzim. So Tosis, without quoting the Rambam, of course, raises the following objection. But the Roeh, who passes by, he sees a massive number of candles. It's like not like the Ramah, who's got these candles here and these candles here, and every menorah is a separate menorah. The Rambam has one Madlik who's lighting Mispar Neros, Kimispar Shabbais, plus Kimispar Yomim Ayotzim. For example, the Rambam gives the example, he has 10 people in the household. On the 8th day of Hanukkah, he's lighting 80 candles. So Tosfos asks the kasha, where's the Hekera here? The Ofrim V'Shamim, the Bnei Rishus around them, no clue. They see a massive number of candles. It doesn't correspond to the number of people in his house. It doesn't correspond to the number of days. Now, in Heder Mitzvah, we have a fundamental principle that Heder Mitzvah applies begalui and not benistar, not bemechusa, otherwise known as tamud. For example, the sugi about tefillin, that Heder Mitzvah applies to the outer part of the tefillin that's exposed, that's begalui, that everyone could see, but not to the inner part of the tefillin that's concealed from the eye. Meaning, the mitzvah of Hidur has to be obvious to everyone. And if it's not obvious because it's concealed and we don't understand the nature of this Hidur, we don't see it, we don't appreciate it, then it's not Hidur. And yet, at least according to the Rambam Shita in Mahadran, nobody has any clue what this is all about. And the answer is, Rabosai, in every single corner of Hilchas Chanukah, Heder Mitzvah in Ner Chanukah is a separate enterprise. It's a separate kiyum that's built into the Mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. This is the way Chazal established the Mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. It's with Ner Yishubeso, with Mahadrin, and with Mahadrin Min HaMahadrin. The Rambam says, HaMahadras HaMitzvah. So all the Mepharshim ask, why did the Rambam say HaMahadras HaMitzvah? Rashi says HaMahadrin is HaMitzvahs. Mitzvahs means Zekeilu V'Anveyu, to be Mahadras HaMitzvah. The Rambam says, no, HaMahadras HaMitzvah means this mitzvah, specifically of Ner Chanukah. And again, just to review, all the dinim, all the requirements, all the isurim that apply to a Ner Chanukah apply to the Mahadrin as well, and you can recite the bracha on the Mahadrin. The only machlokas is whether or not you could have a separate Mahadrin in a different maisa, so to speak. And the Rambam says it has to be all part of one maisa adlaka, whereas the Rambam allows you to set up Reuven has his adlaka and Shimon has his adlaka, and you could have a Mahadrin that's multiple Mahadrins. That's an issue. But everybody agrees that Mahadrin is part of the basic halacha of Ner Chanukah. The Beis HaLevi says, why? Why do we find a unique halacha and emphasis on Mahadrin? Again, if you're eating in the mall here, you know, you can ask for a tudor that says, I want Mahadrin Min HaMahadrin. But that's only because in Ner Chanukah there's halacha of Mahadrin Min HaMahadrin. Nowhere else will you find a Mahadrin Min HaMahadrin. Says the Beis HaLevi, it has to do with the principle of Tumah Hutcha B'Tzibur, Ayin Shav, I'm not getting into this. There was no need for them to look and search for a Pachshem in Tahar. It was totally unnecessary. It was all based on Mahadrin. But be that as it may, Mahadrin is built into the mitzvah. So I'm going to give up my Mahadrin for your sake, says the Mishnah Berurah, very logically, because I can fulfill the Iker mitzvah. Why do I need the second candle for Mahadrin? You need a candle. It's the Ani Achrei. I'm responsible for you. Yeah, but what about the principle of Chayecha Kodmin? What about the principle of Shalcha Kodim L'Shalcha Vero? But that's only Mahadrin. And therefore, against the Or Sameach, you don't have to sell the shirt off your back for the Mahadrin. Azoy state in the Bir Alach, he's totally unaware of the Or Sameach. That's for sure. But to me, this is a Tzarech Iyun. I'm not here to defend the Bir Alach and the Mishnah Berurah. I'm not here to offend the Mishnah Berurah. I'm just here to question. Now, I'd like you to fast forward, if you can, to Siman Tafresh Ayin Hey. Again, you have to show me by a way of hands, if you don't mind, if you have the same pagination that I do. This in my book is on page 288. Yes, no, maybe. Yes, yes, 288. I just want to know if, yeah? Because then again, if I announce pages, because I'm going to be flying all over the place here, I just want to know that we're all on the same page. Okay. So in Tafresh Ayin Hey, the Mechaber in Seif Beis codifies what I call the following. This is my own terminology. There's no post hadlaka salvation. PHS. There's no PHS. In other words, either the hadlaka is kshera or it's not kshera. But don't try to fix up what you messed up on after you already lit the candle. You want to put out the candle and start from scratch? That's fine. But you cannot you cannot supplement the deficiency after that locker. Everything has to be set up before that locker. Therefore, says the Mechaber, this is on the second line, towards the end of that line, Tzarech sheyitein shemen b'ner kidei shiur kodem adlokah. Now the shiur of shemen is enough shemen to last mishetishka chamet shetichle regem hashuk, which is a half hour. When are you going to put in the oil that'll last a half hour? After you already lit a small amount? No, says the Mechaber. You got to put it in before you light it, because we pass an adlokah osa mitzvah. Everything has to be prepared. Everything has to be ready at the time of the adlokah. Therefore, says the Mechaber, Avol Misha Berach, in Berach, excuse me, this is not a Misha Berach, that will leave for Shabbos. Yeah, for my daughter who gave birth the other day. Misha Berach Vehidlik, the Achakach Hosef Shemen. So what did he do? He went ahead, made a bracha, lit the candles, and lo and behold, he doesn't have enough shemen. He doesn't have kashir. So what does he do? He takes a jar, a jug of shemen, a pach shemen, and he pours it into the ner. Says the Mechaber, the achakach hosif shemen ad kidei shir, lo yotza yedei chovasa. Now Rabosai, I ask you the following question and give me an honest answer. When the Mechaber says lo yotza yedei chovasa, what does he mean?
You already had the mitzvah of Hanukkah.
And therefore, what should you do?
Start over, but without a bracha.
Put out the candle, as Bobby says very well, start again and make a bracha. The Mechaber says lo yotzi yedei chovasa. You can't add oil to the mashlim the shir after you already lit the candle, my friends. The hadlaka wasn't hadlaka kshera. There was no ner. Says the Mishnah Berurah, sifkat nches lo yotzi yedei chovasa v'tzarech lechabosa v'litei lo shemen kishir. The lachzar ulahadlik, else is good. I would have said to the Mishnah Berurah here, quit while you're ahead. Below bracha. What do you mean below bracha? You're going to add shemen after you already did that bracha? You yourself, Rabbi Chofetz Chaim, you just told me, I got to put out the candle, I got to start from scratch after I fill up the nair with the not shemen. The Mechaber says lo yotzi yedei chovaso, and you leave out the bracha. Ken Zayin. I don't know. This is a tzarech in God.
Could you not say that it's a knas? You should not. It's nice. You should. You're not allowed to. We're not going to let you do it again. You messed up the bracha. You messed up the first.
So wait a second. You want to tell me that if I messed up on the Ner Chanukah, give you 50 examples where he messed up on the Ner Chanukah, and you tell me, oh my friend, you messed up. We're not going to give you a second round. My father has a drasha. His first drasha in his book is about a second round. that why do we read Parshas Bereishis on Simchas Torah after we complete the Torah? Because you and I know that we did a very, very sloppy job last year, but we're going to start again this year with Bereishis. Ayin Shav, that's my father's first drush in his book.
I would say, Parshas, maybe you were Yaitza Yerchiyav, and look at Chila, Yaitza Yerchiyav means you didn't do the best. So you may have...
Do me a favor, Bobby. You take it and run with it, if you like. But it's antithetical to everything we know about the Mechaber and all of Shulchan Aruch. Whenever he says, Lo Yotzi Yedei Chovaso, he can be taken literally. Lo Yotzi Yedei Chovaso. The Mishnah Berurah is worried about some other Shita who says Yotzi Yedei Chovaso, and therefore Safik Brachas Lahakil. If there's any phrase that you will see on every other page in the Mishnah Berurah in the six volumes, it's Safik Brachas Lahakil. Rabbi Weber calls it Sabal. I never heard of Sabal until I got to Toronto. Okay. To me, a Sabal is the guy who's going to help me move apartments. But okay, so I guess in Chaim Berlin, maybe they talk about Sabal. So, Safik Brachas Lahakil. You know, you don't know if you have to make a bracha on something, right? So what do I do, says the Mishnah Berurah? I take a piece of bread, I put it in my mouth, and eat it together. Safik Brachas Lahakil. Yeah, that's Safik Brachas. So the Mishnah Berurah apparently thinks that maybe out there, I don't know, he has in the Shaar Tzion a possibility amongst poskim that maybe you yotze the mitzvah. Rabosai, shtel zachfar, you lit oil that could last for 2 seconds, 2 minutes, I'll grant you. And then you put it out because you aren't yotze the mitzvah. You fill it up. And Golish, don't make a bracha, because there's something bracha, there's somebody out there who holds that you yotze the mitzvah without oil in the camp. I don't know. I'm not here to undermine the Shulchan Aruch. I'm only to the Mishnah Berurah. I'm only here to wear on my shoulder my ignorance, because I don't understand this Mishnah Berurah.
Couldn't you say the fact that...
Just 1 second, Joe. Before you ask me a question, I just want to ask everyone to turn to the next page, because otherwise I'm going to forget. And that's on Tuf Resh Ayin Zion. Okay, Ayin Zion stands for Azaria. Tuf Resh Ayin Zion. It's on page Kuf Mem Vav. Go ahead, Joe. What's your question?
I'm just going to say, couldn't it be that you wanted to last that time, but... If somebody's walking by right then, you make the bracha, you light the candle. If somebody's walking right there, right by right then, the concept of presuming this is not going to be in somehow achieved as soon as.
Well, Joe, you know, you asked me you remind me of somebody asking the following question. I'm going to tell you half the question, then I'll tell you the other half of the question. Half of the question was, I lit electric lights. Did I fulfill the mitzvah of Ner Chanuk? And when I said to him, I have my doubts about it, he said, but Rabbi, everybody in the neighborhood watches my beautiful electric light candelabra. Then he asked me the second half of the question. Right next to the candelabra, there was a tree. Do you have any idea what tree was next to his candelabra? That I'm not going to tell you. You could probably figure it out yourself. If I ask this question to my Israelis, they might not figure it out. But you Canadians can figure out which tree was next door to his. Just give me one more minute, Yudi, because... Yeah, go ahead. You take over.
I have to say here that he has a Maisad Laka here, because he is involved in a Maisad Laka, and it's shy that he's putting the oil, he's doing the whole Maisa, maybe... A little bit out of order, but he's still being isolated.
No, so again, Joe, maybe Yudi, I didn't make my question clear. If there's one fundamental requirement in Ner Chanukah, the most fundamental requirement of all, it's Shemen. When I say Shemen, I don't mean Shemen. It could be
Shemen,
could be Shava. Now, wait a second. Let me just finish. Now, when I say Shemen, like any other mitzvah, you name it, there's always going to be a shear. There's a shear in lulav. Imagine if I took a lulav that was only 2 tefachim, and after I made the bracha, it grew another 2 tefachim. A growing lulav. So you're going to tell me that now I can be mashlim the mitzvah? I took the lulav, I made a bracha, and only had 2 tefachim. I can go on and on and on, Rabbosai. Every single mitzvah requires a shear. Less than that shear is not a mitzvah. It doesn't have a chal shem there. The barest minimum is mishetishka achama shetichla regel minashul. I'll tell you what I think the Mishnah Berurah has in mind. Okay? And this is off the records. The Gemara asks the following question. It says that what's the time for Ner Chanukah? It says mishetishka achama shetichla regel minashul. So the Gemara says, this proves Kavsa Zakuk law, right? Because it has to last until Ashitikla. So Gemara gives two answers. No, the Braisa holds Kavsa ain't Zakuk law. But Elo Adlik Madlik, the Braisa is telling you that if you haven't lit the Ner Chanukah at this particular point, then you can still light as long as it's before Tikla Regem and Ashuk. That was the first answer of the Gemara. Then the Gemara says, Inami, I'll give you a second answer, Lishi'ura, that there has to be enough oil from the time of Shkia Sacham until Adshin Tichla Regem and Ashuk. What the Mishnah Berurah is saying to us is we're not sure which of these two answers we accept La'alocha. And the Pella is that if we accept the first Shita La'alocha, then there is no din of a shear of Ner Chanukah. And therefore, we have to be worried something ruffles Lahakil for that possibility. Rabosai, let me ask another question. I don't understand. Tafresh Ayin Zayin. It says in the Mechaber, Achsenoi, She'ein Madlikin Olav Bebeso, Tzorech Loseis Pruto Labalabayis Lishtatef Imo. I'm sorry, I stopped in the middle. Lishtatef Imo B'Shemen Shel Ner Chanukah. This is a sugya of Reb Zera in Shabbos Chav Gimel Amid Beis. And it says, Achsenoi Chayav B'Ner Chanukah. Okay? Achsenoi Chayav B'Ner Chanukah. Then the Gemara goes on to tell you about Reb Zera, that when he was single, he wasn't married, and he was an Achsenoi, then he would be Mishtatef B'Pruto. He would chip in for ownership, partnership on the Ner Chanukah. Then he said, oh, I got married, and now I'm okay because my wife is going to light Chanukah candles on my behalf. Says the Mishnah Berurah, this is at the end of Sifkaton Gimel, Umikomakom, im yeshlach senoy ner, nachon yoser lahadlik biatzma. Now, there are a number of premises here in this one line Mishnah Berurah. The first premise is that a ner will cost him more than a pruta. Okay, I can live with that premise. Because again, if a ner will cost him a pruta, so this whole Shulchan Aruch makes no sense. The Shulchan Aruch says he has to give a pruta. Why not take that pruta and buy his own ner chanukah? Okay, you can't get a cheap deal on a ner chanukah. It's going to cost you two prutos. So you don't want to spend the two prutos, bless you, so you get away with one pruto. Fine. But I want to ask you a question about both sides. When you read the Shulchan Aruch, and give me an honest-to-goodness answer, and the Shulchan Aruch says, Tzarech loseis pruto lebalabayis. Does the Shulchan Aruch say he has to give a pruto to the balabayis? Or is the Shulchan Aruch just coming up with another option? If he's stingy, or if he's destitute, you know what? We'll let you get away with his shtakvus per pruta. What do you hear in the word tzarech? Nobody? It's just a requirement. This is not an option in a fallback position. The guy can't never... He's a yeshiva bacha who's eating off kest, if you know what that means, and he can't afford a Ner Chanukah. So you know what? We'll let you get away with the Shavu Pruta. That's not what it says in the Mechaber. You have to understand, Rabosa, when you read the Mishnah Berurah, you're making a big mistake if you think that the Mishnah Berurah is a commentary on the Shulchan Aruch. 99% of what the Mishnah Berurah is going to say is based on the Achronim and the Poskim. It's not a commentary or an explanation of the Mechaber. Sometimes he does that. But I don't think that this is an example. If Yosef Cairo was in the room and you were asking what should I do in Amanachsenai, he would tell you to be Mishtate Perpruta, period. You have no other option. There's no such business as lighting your own there. Let me explain to you why. And I think you could all figure it out on your own. You don't need me.
I understand. Really, it says actually now.
Right.
What is that telling you?
Okay, so that's a long discussion. That's going to be my next paragraph. But Joe, just to give you the tip of the iceberg, if they're madlikim all of the beso, in other words, he's married, and he's in an inn, you know, he's being hosted by someone far away from his house, he's got a wife, Baruch Hashem, she's lighting in his house. If she's lighting in his house, he's potter from the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. That's not an accurate way of saying it. He's not potter for the mitzvah of Chanukah. He was yotzei the mitzvah of Chanukah. Do you with me?
Yeah.
No, I don't think, Joe, you followed what I said. Should I say it one more time?
Sure.
What I'm saying is, if my wife lights Ner Chanukah in my house and I'm away from home, I fulfilled my mitzvah of Ner Chanukah.
Okay.
But right. so when do we have a problem with Achsanoi? Only if no one's being madlik bebeso, meaning he has an empty house, or he's traveling with his whole family, he's a single yeshiva bach, or whatever the case may be, there's no wife. That's the Gemara's case of Rav Zera. I don't have a wife. And the Gemara says, dig into your pocket, pull out a pruta, and be mishtata in the nair. But Joe, if you're with me, I'm asking a different question. And let me try to engage your mind in this question. Are we saying A or B? Are we saying A, you know what, Mr. Achsanoi, I'm going to let you off easy. Instead of having to light your own nair, just put down a shov of pruta. I don't know how much a shov of pruta is today. By the way, a shekel, I'm convinced the shekel is less than a shov of pruta. I don't know about a euro. Maybe a euro is probably already a shov of pruta. I don't know, basically. But I don't know about an American dollar or I should ask Murray Shore, actually, in God We Trust. He came to my shiur this morning, Murray Shore. Anyway, so he told me an interesting story. He said, Murray, you know, you go to Brisim. He says, so somebody asked him, one of the Rabbanim, I think, Rav Shlomo Miller from Toronto, asked him, so why don't you go to a funeral hall, you know, a funeral hall and do mitzvahs? He says, look, what they'll remember me is that I went to a Bris Milah. I don't want them to remember that I went to a cemetery. Okay. Anyway, so getting back to Ner Chanukah, I want to know the following. Is it A or B? Is it that the Achsanoi is giving it, we're giving him an option? You know, we have a lot of compassion for the Achsanoi. He's away from home. He's a single guy. No one's lighting on his behalf. Let him be Mishtati per Pruta. Get away with this, you know, a single Pruta, one euro, I face. Or are we saying, Tzarech Lishtati per Pruta? There is no other option. Comes along the Mishnah Berurah, and he says, you know what? The halacha is that we're going to allow him to get away with a pruta, but if all things are equal and he could afford to buy a nair, he should be lighting a nair. So far, so good? Yes, no, maybe? Okay. I'll tell you what the Shulchan Aruch is saying. Lefi ani is daiti. And this is my kash on the Mishnah Berurah. What's the whole issue about Achsanoi? The Gemara says on Rav Sheshes, Achsanoi chayev b'ner Chanukah. Why not tell me that Achsanoi is chayev in tefillin? Achsanoi is chayev in tzitzis? Achsanoi is chayev in this mitzvah, that mitzvah? Let's go through all tayag mitzvahs and tell me that Achsanoi is chayev in mitzvahs. What's the answer of Osai? What's the issue about Achsanoi? Drop louder if you don't want.
No bias.
He has no bias. The whole mitzvah is to have a bias. He has no bias. He has no shaykhus to this bias. A bias means what's called samach al shulchan aviv. You have a household of people, and they all depend upon one economic bag. You know, there's a bala bias, and he supports all of them. This guy is a total alien. He's a stranger. He's foreign. He's not part of the bias. He doesn't have a bias. So what the Chazal did was, never for this Achsanoi, they didn't want him to lose and forfeit the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, so they came up with an option. We're going to get him part of this bias. What's the bias? The bias means that we have a joint ownership. This is a concept in Yesh, I don't know if you ever learned Yesh Nochlin about Basra, which is called Tfusas HaBayis, that there are certain possessions that belong to the whole bias. Like, for example, a father dies, and before they divvy up the properties, all the children, all the Yarshim, share in one Tfusas HaBayis. So with regard to Ner Chanukah, this Ner Chanukah belongs to the entire bias. But the problem is, the Achsanoi is not part of the bias. So Mimela, how could you tell me that the Hadlaka of the Bala bias relates to the Achsanoi? So we're in a Mimonavshach situation. If he lights his own Ner, for sure he's not Makayim the Mitzvah of Ner Chanukah because he doesn't have a bias. And the Mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is in a bias. And if you want to tell me, let him be Yotze with the Adlaka vicariously with the Adlaka of the Baal Bias, that's also possible because he's not part of the bias. He doesn't have any financial ownership in the Ner, and therefore the Adlaka of the Baal Bias doesn't relate to him. Says the Gemara, Ishtate Perpruta, if you can achieve partnership in that Ner, then you're considered like all the other B'nai HaBayis. And now that luck in the bias is meaningful for you. If on the other hand you light your own Ner, that's meaningless because you don't have a bias. And the Mitzvah Ner Chanukah is Ner Yishu Beiso. Without a bias, there is no Ner Chanukah. Rashi says, in the Sefer Shabbos on Daf Chav Gimel, Rashi says, the Gemara says, Haroa Ner Chanukah Mavarech. So Rashi says, what do you mean Haroa Ner Chanukah? He should Mavarech, the Gemara says, Shasta Nisim Abbasim. Why should he be Mavarech? Because he saw Yenim's Chanukah. He's lighting his own Chanukah. So Rashi says, Yoshev Bisfina. So I tell my people here, I don't know how relevant it is to Torontonians, that Chanukah is not the time to go out on a cruise. Now, I don't know if there's anyone in Toronto. Now, if you were in Vancouver, maybe it would be very relevant. But in Toronto, I don't know how many of you are planning a cruise on Chanukah. The Rashi says that you don't have the opportunity to be Mekayim the Mitzvah of Ner Chanukah on a cruise ship. Not because of security reasons, not because they'll throw you overboard if you try to light an Ner Chanukah on a cruise, but because it's not a bias. In fact, Tosus thinks that if a person doesn't have a bias, they established him a fallback mitzvah of Re'iyas HaNer, and he makes a bracha on Re'iyah. So Tosus says in Mezuzah, this Tosus in Sukkah Nun Beis, they should have also organized a mitzvah of Re'iyas bias, Sheyeshba Mezuzah, for the sake of someone who doesn't have a bias. So what does a homeless person do for the mitzvah Mezuzah? Nothing. So Tos says, what do you mean nothing? Let's make a takana that he should at least get some mitzvah of Re'iyas HaMezuzah. Let him see Yenim's Mezuzah. Make a bracha. So it's crazy. Why would we make such a takana? Okay, we have compassion. Nebuchadnezzar's homeless. But who says that we have to establish a Re'iyah? The answer is, says Tosfos, you see in Chanukah. A homeless person, he's traveling on a cruise, we'll give him the mitzvah of Re'iyas HaNer, so he can at least make the bracha Shosa Nisim. Why don't we do the same thing for Mezuzah? As I fake Tosfos. I didn't ask the question, Tosfos asked the question. Because Tosfos understood very well. Yep, I heard Persuve Nisa. Whenever I hear Persuve Nisa, I know that I'm lost because I've been learning Chanukah for a long time in my life and I never understood what Persuve Nisa is. But go ahead, Bobby.
So that's why Persuve Nisa makes this different. That's why when you can make the bracha, because there's a mitzvah of Persuve Nisa. So by you seeing somebody else's Hanukkah candles, you have a Persuve Nisa.
All right, so you know what? I ain't shoved with Tosfos. Bobby, you want to answer the cash of Tosfos? That's wonderful. Tosfos gives a different answer, but your answer is just as good. Except that Tosfos understood that Re'iyas HaNer is not Persuve Nisa. You knew everything you had to know about the Nes of Chanukah because you read the Rambam in Hilchas Chanukah, Per Gimel Halacha Aleph, Halacha Beis, all the details about the Nes of Chanukah. You know everything you want to know about the Nes of Chanukah, you know. And seeing someone's Ner is not going to enhance Pirsume Nisa. Anyway, Tosfos gives a different answer. Tosfos assumes, again, it's very important to understand the premise of Tosfos' Kasha, that insofar as mitzvahs Ner Chanukah is a mitzvah on the bias, if someone doesn't have a bias, we have to go overboard and find some sort of outlet, some sort of possibility for him to get at least mitzvah of Ner Chanukah if he doesn't have a bias. Because the mitzvah of Ner Yishu Beiso he cannot fulfill. That's the problem of Achsanoi. We never ask the Achsanoi is chayv in tefillin or in tzitzis or in matzah or in any other mitzvah. You invite people for your seder. Maybe the Achsanoi is not chayv in matzah. The answer is there is no din of bias in matzah. I can stand on the moon and I can eat matzah and fulfill my mitzvah of matzah. But I can't stand on the moon and fulfill my mitzvah of Ner Chanukah because the mitzvah is in the bias. And if the mitzvah is in the bias, this homeless person is never caught outside the realm of Ner Chanukah. So they made a takon on his behalf. Chazal were very compassionate, especially towards someone who doesn't have a roof over his head. And they gave him the option of a, I don't know what to call it, a half a mitzvah. We'll call it Riyas HaNer, with a bracha. And he'll even make Shechiyonu on it. So why didn't they make the same takana for someone who's homeless and he can't fulfill the mitzvah of mezuzah? Let him have a mitzvah of Riyas mezuzah. That's Tosfos catch. You want to argue with Tosfos? You want to say, no, Yesh Lechalek, Chanukah is Pirsum HaNes, and mezuzah is not Pirsum HaNes? Fine, you go ahead and argue with Tosfos. I'm not here to argue with Tosfos. I'm here to explain the premise that underlies Tosfos. Tosfos understood that there's a mitzvah of bias, and if you have no bias, forget about the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. And Rashi says, if you're a Yoshev B'Sfina, forget about the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. A Sfina is movable. You know, you could have a sukkah al gabi agola. You could have a Lubavitcher sukkah that moves on the back of a Lubavitcher truck. But there's no such thing. Well, unfortunately, there is such a thing. But there's no such a thing as a Lubavitcher Chanukiah that moves from place to place. And if you want to go to the White House and watch them light Ner Chanukah, you got a problem, because it's very nice that they're lighting Ner Chanukah outside the White House. But to the best of my knowledge, the White House is not a bias as far as the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is concerned. And I hope Jared will be meichel me. But the point is, the point that I'm trying to make is that the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah requires a bias. You don't go out in the public and just run around with the Ner Chanukah. That's very nice if you're a Lubavitcher, but that's not the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. Now, just give me one more minute, Bob, because I'm going to lose my train. So what was the Hava Mina that Achsanoi would not be chayav in Ner Chanukah? After all, Achsanoi is chayav in every single mitzvah. You know, the fact that you're a guest in someone's house or you're living in an inn or a hotel, that doesn't exempt you from tayyik mitzvahs. But the answer is you don't have a bias. So what's the solution to a person who's obligated in a mitzvah and he doesn't have the wherewithal to fulfill that mitzvah because he doesn't have a bias? So you and I might say, well, go out and rent a house. Okay, the rental market is very high. So to rent a house, especially on in Clanton Park, you know, I don't even know if they have rentals in Clanton Park. Do they have such a thing? There must be some place where a yeshiva bacher could rent, a new avreich couple could rent something. No? Okay. So I guess we can't, we're going to have to bus in the avreichim for that local coil, right? But in any event, So what do? So the answer is, let's find a way of making the Achsanoi one of the Bnei Abayis. And if we can somehow achieve that goal magically, then the hadlok of the Bala Abayis will be chal not only for the other people in the house, but for the Achsanoi as well. If the Achsanoi wants to light his own Ner Chanukah, that's tough noogies. That's not going to help, because he doesn't have a bias. If he doesn't link up to the hadlok of the Bala Abayis, he's out in the cold. He doesn't have a mitzvah. Okay, he has a mitzvah re'iyah when he sees the Baal Bayis lighting. That he can make a brach on. But the mitzvah adlok he doesn't have. Hence, I don't understand the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah says, and again, he has all his sources and his poskim. I'm just learning this with you conceptually. I don't understand how you can have the Achsanoi light his own Ner Chanukah. It's meaningless. It's not a bias for him. He's not part of the bias. Chazal created a mechanism by which he takes part and participates in the adlok of the bias. And by the way, why is it that the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is the adlok of the bias? Now, Bobby, I'm ready for Pirsumei Nisa. Because you know what the Pirsum HaNes is? That every single bias be Yisrael is equipped with the Ner Chanukah. And that's a declaration that we inside this bias recognize the Nes, the Hatzolah, the Yeshua from Shmad, that we are dedicated to Hashem and to the menorah and the Beis HaMikdash. That's a family effect. It reminds me of the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says, gather together your household and read the Megillah on Purim, maybe read, you know, light the Ner Chanukah on Chanukah. That act of, and you know what? Well, what does it mean? The Gemara says, Mishas Sakana V'Elech Madlik Al Shulchan Ovidayo. I don't get it. What do you mean Madlik Al Shulchan Ovidayo? The whole purpose of the mitzvah of Pirsum HaNes is Madlik B'Pesach Beiso Mibachutz. I'm just curious. Honestly, just out of curiosity, nothing else. Where do you guys light? Do you light outside the house or inside the house?
Inside. Inside. Inside by the window.
Inside the house. Interesting.
By the window.
Okay, at the window. Because the Gemara says, Tana Rabbanon, the Gemara Daf Chafal Chav Beis Amid Beis, the Gemara says, Ner Chanukah Mitzvah Ladlika Mi Pesach Beiso Umi Bachutz. That's what we do here in Eretz Yisrael. Somehow in Chutz Laretz, we live inside the house, I think because, either because of the weather conditions on the outside, although, you know, today you could buy, what do they call it, those enclosed glass things? You know what I'm talking about?
The name is Hagoyim also.
Today?
Not today.
Oh, that's how
no, I'm just saying, the Gemara says that Mishas Sakana, because of the Sakana, we light inside. But I mean, again, I'm not in Toronto, so, but I'm assuming things haven't changed that much since I was there. I don't think it's Shasta Sakana to light outside the house, is it? I hope not. Anyway, I don't know. You know, certainly during Harper's time it wasn't. Now I don't know what's going on. In England, I don't know. The whole world is so anti-Semitic. I don't know what to say. Maybe we're back to Shasta Sakana. I don't know. Chas v'shalom. But be that as it may, what's the whole idea of Meinicha al Shulchan Ovidaya? What happened to Pirsum Anes? So the Poskim write, there's such a thing called Pirsum Libnei Abayis. Let me try to embellish that idea. What does it mean, Pirsum Libnei Abayis? I think what it means is that the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is for the Bayis to light the Ner as a Bayis. The Rambam insists that there's only one Hadlaka. Even for the Mahadrin, even for the Mahadrin Mina Mahadrin, and the combination thereof of both, it's only one madlik, because the Rambam understands that the way they establish the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is that the bayis should be madlik. And I'm convinced that the Mechaber and Shulchan Aruch accepted the Rambam's view, and therefore the Mechaber says the Achsanoi has no bayis, he is out. We have to get him back in. We have to get him linked up to the hadlok of that Ner represents the entire bayis. How could it represent the Achsanoi, when he's clearly not one of the Bnei Abayis, he's not supported, he's not financially dependent? The answer is, he owns that Ner. He has a partnership in that Ner. Okay, let's go on.
Ira has a question.
Yeah, Ira. Sorry, Ira.
Isn't there a fundamental question when the Gemara says, Ner Ishu Veso? The issue is whether or not the mitzvah is on the Ish or on the Bayi.
Oh yeah, that's the Pnei Yoshua. It's very famous for this.
So yeah. The answer though is for the Asanai is that if you say it's more on the Ish than the Bayis, if the Ish has the connection to the lighting, that's the reasoning I think behind the Ish, behind the Asanai.
So if you don't mind, Ira, I'm going to say, I hope I'm loyal to what you said. I'm going to say it in my lingo. You know, it's a question of terminology and conceptual language that I'm used to. Ner Ish means there's a Chovas Gavra. I'm obligated. Every single person is obligated. It's not just the bias as a whole, as an entity, as a corporate entity is chayv. Every individual is chayv. That's ish. Ubeso means that where does the ish fulfill, excuse me, his mitzvah of chovas gavra? It's beso. So the beso is what we call a tnai in the mitzvah. It's a condition in the mitzvah. It tells you how to be makayim and implement the mitzvah and achieve its goal. The ish tells you the nature of the chovah. And that exactly might be the answer to Tosa's question, Bobby. And I'm sure this is what you said before, but I'm just reiterating it. That there's no question that mezuzah and Ner Chanukah are different, radically different one from the other. Tosa assumes that the chiyuv of mezuzah, the chiyuv of Ner Chanukah, are both corporate chiyuvah, if you call it that. It's chal on the bayis, but not on any individual. But we're going to say no. The Pnei Yoshua understood that it was a corporate chiyuv on the entire bais as a whole. It's not an individual chiyuv. The Baal Bais is only implementing the chiyuv on behalf of the bais. The bais is chayiv as a bais. But we're going to say ishu beiso, that there's a chovas gavra, and the achsanoi is chayiv as a gavra. The problem is ubeiso. Where's the beiso here? And that's how the Rabbanan solved the problem of beiso with his shtatfus bepruta.
So if I can ask my question, Why doesn't he say Lishtatev for Besoi? Not even for Shem and Shal Ner Chanukah. He wants to be Lishtatev for Besoi.
Right. Like, again, the Adloka in the bias. You don't have to own the bias. Nobody has to own the bias. The Balabais could be the sole exclusive owner of the bais. But the shemen has to be owned by everyone. How is the shemen owned by everyone?
But his shituf here is in the bais. It's not in the shemen. He doesn't. The fact of whether you own the shemen or not is
no. No, that's not what I'm saying, Bobby. I'm saying that in order to be part of the bais, you have to have that the hadlaka relates to you. There's one hadlaka on behalf of the bais. How do you relate to that hadlaka? And the answer is because this nair is your nair. If you own the nair, as all the other B'nai Abayis do, then that hadlaka of your nair is related to you. Where does that hadlaka take place? In the bias. You don't have to own the bias.
I can buy my own nair Hanukkah light in the bias then. Why do I have...
No! You can't, because this is not your bias. You have to link up to the hadlaka of the bias. How do you link up to the hadlaka of the bias? The way that you link up to that luck of the bias is that the Maisad Laka of the Bala bias relates to you. How does the luck of the Bala bias relate to you? The answer is because it's your nair. Okay, let's go on. Do you have page 290? I don't know how many minutes you have. I don't want to keep you too long. It's Hanukkah. You have to, I don't know if the dreidel is dry and ready. I don't know, but you have to, whatever you have to do. So it says here the following. Where do you light the Ner Chanukah? I mean, there are a lot of questions here about where you light the Ner Chanukah, but should it be on the right side or the left side? Everybody?
Right side.
No. Again, you guys are in Toronto. I'm here in Eretz Yisrael. So I'm lighting outside my house. Which side do I light on? Is the Ner Chanukah on the right side of my door or on my left side? I'm already in the house, but imagine I was outside. So I'm outside my house. Do I light on the right side or the left side?
Left.
The left. Why on the left?
Because the
mezuzah's on the right.
Excellent, because the mezuzah's on the right. Okay? Fine. So I got the mezuzah on the right. I got the Ner Chanukah on the left. Now there's halacha of Tefach HaSamach LePesach, which means that the Ner has to be lit no further away from the Pesach than one tefach. And we can talk about this at great length, why that's so. Oh. So now, the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is Ner Ish Ubeisa, one Ner, one single Ner, correct? Why am I lighting multiple Neros? For Mahadrin, etc. Okay. Which Ner then is the Ikar Ner, and which Ner am I adding? Hello, anybody?
Say again.
Which Ner is the Ikra Ner, and which Ner am I adding as a Tosefes for either mitzvah?
I would say that I guess it's the last one you light is the Ikra Ner.
Nachamo. So the halacha is that the Ner has to be Samuch LePesach.
It would be the time of the mitzvah, and then the rest would be anything. That's what you talked about the other day.
No, nobody's following me? I'm saying such... I'm saying something very simple. The halacha of Ner has to be Samuch LePesach, correct? So which Ner is Samuch LePesach? Right, the one on the right or the one on the left? Let's say it's the third night of Hanukkah. Oh, I don't want to say that because here it's after Shkia. What was yesterday? Okay, nobody caught that joke. Okay, anyway. All right, so... Which candle is the Ikar Ner?
The one closest
to the Pesach is where? It's on the right or on the left? That's all I'm asking.
That's the one on the right.
Excellent. The one on the right. We're on the same page. So the Mishnah Berurah says that you should be lighting from left to right. I'll show it to you inside if you get a chance. And in the Bir Aloch he quotes a Taz and he rejects the Taz. And the Taz says light from right to left. What motivates the Mishnah Berurah to say that we should be lighting from left to right? He says because we have a principle in Kodshim called Pnio Shatapona Eina El Liyamin. So you're going from left to right. The Taz, again, Lefi Anius Daiti, makes absolute logical sense. Before you light the Mahadrin to expand your mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, first light the Ikar and Ner. Not only that, it's not just that I want to give priority to the Ikar and Ner, which is the one all the way on the right, which is Samuch LePesach, but it's even more than that. There's another reason why the Taz is absolutely correct. And that is because the whole idea of Tosefis means that on this night, we had another miracle. It wasn't enough that the Nair lasted last night, but it even lasted tonight. So that first I got to demonstrate that the Nair lasted for one night, then I demonstrate that it lasted for a second night, now up to the third night, and I demonstrate that it lasted for the third night. And again, yesterday was the third, but tomorrow will be the fourth. I'm not going to be Yotze now. Right? And on the fourth night, I have the fourth candle. So the Taz is right for two reasons. Why does the Taz think that you have to light from right to left? Number one, because first you want to give priority to the Ikra Mitzvah, which is Samach LePesach, and that's the candle on the right. Number two, because you want to demonstrate the Mahadran, or in this case, happens to be the Mahadran Min HaMahadran. And what is that Hidur? That there was an additional Nes. Okay, so first, demonstrate the basic miracle, and then go ahead and add to the miracle by adding another candle. And it's really strange here, because the Mishnah Berurah is the one who said that there's a fundamental difference between the Ikar and Ner and the Mahadran Ner. When we sell the shirt off our back to buy a Ner Chanukah, says the Mishnah Berurah, or if let's say I have enough shemen to last for Mahadran, and he, my friend, doesn't even have enough shemen for the basic mitzvah, says the Mishnah Berurah, as we saw at the beginning of our discussion today, that the Mahadran is a secondary kind of mitzvah. So it's very odd that because of this principle called Pnio Shatapona Eina El Yamin, the Mishnah Berurah is going to advocate that we start with the Heder mitzvah. Again, if we had another hour, I'd ask you another 10 questions on the Mishnah Berurah. Yeah.
But the idea is that maybe the idea is if you would be mekayim the mitzvah before the heder, okay, then the heder means nothing. So that's the what is it?
Two esrogim.
With the two esrogim, right?
Oh, did I ever tell you that story? Or you heard it from somebody else?
This is Robert. When we spoke about it, then
I want to tell you, Joe. I've told this story over 50 times. Rav Chaim used to test his students, which of the two should he take first? He's got one esrog that's vade kosher, it's not mehuda. The other esrog is mehuda, but it might be a lemon. So all the talmidim say, take the one that's vade kosher. He says, name! Take the one that's a suffolk lemon and then take the vade kosher. Because if you take the vade kosher first, you already makayim your mitzvah. That's called in the Gemara's language, piresh. Who can tell me in what context the Gemara used the word piresh? Okay, then you don't know the story of Reb Chaim. You only heard half of it. The other half is that Reb Chaim quoted a Gemara in Perek Reb Elazar de Mila. Here's the deal. You're cutting a bris mila. Now there's something called tzitzin she'eino ma'akvin es ha-mila, which is only heder mitzvah. So the Rambam says, piresh, which means that if he picked up the knife, Ain't al chozer. He doesn't go back on tzitzin she'eino ma'akvin es ha-mila. It's not a heder mitzvah because he already set up a ma'isa mitzvah and a ma'isa mitzvah is complete. Heder mitzvah only applies when you continue the ma'isa mitzvah. That's another reason why the Rambam wants only the Baal HaBayis to be madlik. Because if somebody else is madlik like the Ramah and the Ashkenazim, then it's a little bit late for that person to be mekayim heder mitzvah when he was already yotze with the adlock of Neri Shubeso. Anyway, go ahead, Joe. What were you asking?
So I'm saying the exact same thing. I'm saying the same thing here.
Yeah.
If he starts from the right, okay, then he's going to be mekayim the mitzvah right away. The heder means nothing.
No. Joe. It's all one maisad loka. It's all one continuous maisad loka. Piresh is something else. Let's say, for example, I put in enough oil in the lamp to last for 5 minutes. Then I want to add afterwards. That's already a different maisad loka. He puts out the first there and relights it. But as long as he's still involved, that's what Reb Kivega's point was. If he forgot to make the bracha, let's dramatize. It's the eighth night of Hanukkah. Says Rabbi Kivega, as long as he hasn't lit the eighth candle, he could still make the bracha lahadlik because he's still involved in one continuous maisad loka. Okay, Rabosa, I wish you a freilich and lichtig in Hanukkah, and I get a mazel tov, Baruch Hashem, my little baby had a baby. I don't know if any of you remember little Nava, my little baby Nava, who got married about a year ago to Avi Metzger, just had her first child, and from here, as soon as I light Ner Hanukkah, Ritz Shem, I'm going to visit her and the baby. We should be Zoka.
With the girl.
She had a girl.
So we can talk shidduch again.
Okay, we got it. Every single time you have a boy, I have a girl, right? We're all neck and neck, you know, trying to make shidduch of you. All right, guys, it's really great to see you. And have a freilich mitzvah. I'm going to run off to light my mirrors now.